This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back live. Paul Joseph Lawson is scheduled, as they say, in Airstrip 1 to be hosting the next hour. I like being interviewed for his show. I'm glad he's doing interviews now. So Paul is taking over here in a few minutes. Let me just do this now or we won't be on air. We are funded by viewers and listeners like you, who I salute and I thank from the bottom of my heart. And just because some of you got conned by the Q thing, I don't blame you. I've been doing this 27 years. I learn more now in a day than I used to learn in a year. And, you know, I didn't think they'd do a false flag of breaking into the Capitol. I thought they'd do a mass shooting or something when we went to D.C. But still, I went there because it was the right thing to do to stand against their election fraud. So just because you're wrong or get conned doesn't mean you're bad. What matters is your heart. King David had his best friend killed because he was in such lust for his wife. But he later repented and really meant it. And God said, you're a man after my own heart. So I'm not judging any of you. I was involved in abortions when I was a teenager. I repented of that, but God forgave me. So I'm not here judging you. You're not bad. I just can't sit there and watch people conned like this. You know, the mainstream media says, Jones loved QAnon until recently. No, I didn't. I said, if you want to be Q yourself and do real research and want to take the movement over, that's great. But whoever's running this 8chan board, whoever's putting this out, that's manipulating you. And now you see what's happened. But the Q folks didn't launch the attack. They were just used as the cannon fodder so they could have people to arrest so they wouldn't have to arrest their actual federal officers and federal agents and provocateurs that went in. So I may have given it to Q a little too much in the last 2 weeks, but I was really pissed. I was set up. I was there. And it tore my heart out to see those million Americans or so that came peacefully with children, many of them, and to watch a few hundred idiots and the police stand down and get away with that. It was terrible. And then actually mad at dying. It was just terrible. But I'll just keep trying to do the best job I can. I'm not perfect either. Separately, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a liquid vitamin mineral with key amino acids. It is the best, highest quality vitamins and minerals we can find. This is a top-end product. A large part of what you pay is the product. I could have put out a canister of high-quality vitamin mineral stuff that wasn't high-quality for a couple bucks. This didn't have a couple bucks in it. It's got a lot more than that in there. And so... It's high-end stuff. You absorb it better into your body. It's got the vitamin D3. It's got the zinc. It's got the vitamin C. It's got every essential vitamin, every essential mineral. And then it's got all of the key amino acids to help it upload into your body that are known in the studies to do it. For my immune system, for my body's defenses, I just every couple days, we have a little pitcher, glass pitcher. Sometimes my wife puts it away with a plastic one. And I put a few scoops in, put water in, put some ice in because I want it right away, pour myself a glass, put the rest in the refrigerator, and I drink it in the morning or I drink it in the evening, sometimes twice a day, and you absorb almost all of it that way. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. And we got a limited supply of this because of COVID-19 supply chain breakdowns. So we got half the order in we were supposed to. It'll be 8 weeks till we get more. This will sell out way before 8 weeks because it's a 50% off. We know if I sell it at full price, it will still sell out in 8 weeks. But I am selling it at 50% off because I want people on the fence to get it and see how amazing it is and protect yourself with something that's vital, that is an essential vitamin mineral package. So, and then I believe you'll become a big fan of it and keep reordering it. So it's the right thing to do, but it's also something I found that's very successful. I just morally feel like I should sell it at the lowest price possible so all of you can get it. Winter Sun is almost sold out. We're going to get more of that in as well. It's super high quality D3. It is the key. DNA Force is almost sold out. And we're going to have to end the specials. This is our new special. We're going to have to end the specials in a few days on the Big Mega Special. The Globalist Storm is here. It's an extension of the New Year special because a bunch of these are close to selling out. Supermel Vitality, X2, Alpha Power, Chill Force, Lung Cleanse, Survival Shield, X3, Pure Turmeric Liquid Extract, all 50% off. A bunch of other stuff, too, is going to have to go up in price. It's 25% off. Stuff like pollen blocks about to sell out. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. Paul Joseph Watson is hanging over. Then Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. today. And then tomorrow, We're going to go live at 8 a.m. right into 10 p.m. commercial free, starting during the inauguration of the Chi-Com dictator. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history, I've interviewed all the experts, I have looked at every facet of this, and now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months of training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Summit News Hour. Later on in the show, we're going to get into the continued hysterical freakout over the aftermath of what happened at the Capitol building. Now with blue check marks on Twitter, literally claiming that Trump is going to lead a domestic terrorist army to overthrow the administration of Joe Biden, calling for the creation of a citizen spy network of Americans snitching on Americans that could, by the looks of it, rival the East German Stasi if it ever got off the ground. We have more social deplatforming news. It now appears that Laura Loomer has been put on a federal no-buy list in terms of buying firearms, which again goes back to the point that this isn't just about restricting people's access to social media. It's about creating the social credit score in America where you're not allowed to buy a plane ticket, a train ticket, where you're not allowed to get insurance to buy a car or to mortgage a home, as we saw with Kurt Schilling last week. Now it appears she's been put on a no-gun buy list. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into the comeback of Parler, which looks like it's going to happen by the end of this month. They haven't managed to completely obliterate it from the internet. But now the big scandal is, oh, they're using a Cloudflare-type service that prevents DDoS attacks that is based in Russia. So they can't use any services that are based in America or the West because, of course, they get deplatformed off the back of vitriolic Twitter hate mobs going after Amazon and all these other companies who immediately cave. So then you go offshore to a different country to try and use a service, and then you're in league with the Russians. And that's reinvigorated the whole demented Russian interference conspiracy theory, which was, of course, voiced for years without any evidence whatsoever by the same people who are now saying that it should be a bannable offense, an offense that should get people ostracized from society to question the legitimacy of an election, despite the fact that they've literally been doing that for the past 4 years. But as ever, we continue in the West and in my country, the UK, to labor under lockdown, the third lockdown so far in the United Kingdom, because the first two worked so well. They're talking about putting Trump supporters in camps to re-educate them, to de-radicalize them. We're also talking about putting them in camps in Germany if they dissent against the COVID consensus. And now they're actually repurposing refugee camps, which haven't been used as of late, to keep COVID dissidents ostracized, separated, removed from the rest of society. We're going to get into that. But first, I want to start off with this, because it's one of the top headlines up at Summit.News. Duke, Harvard, and John Hopkins experts, COVID lockdowns will cause 1 million excess deaths. We've been harping on about this for the best part of 10 months. Nobody in government is listening. They're still following the same policies that were enshrined by communist police state China, with no room for debate whatsoever, despite the fact that we continue to have, in the background, they don't tend to get much network media coverage, imagine my shock, peer-reviewed studies that show lockdown doesn't work and, in fact, could even be more harmful in the long term than the coronavirus itself. It says academics from Duke, Harvard, and Johns Hopkins have concluded that there could be around 1 million excess deaths over the next 2 decades as a result of lockdowns. And this article, by the way, is basically the Rosetta Stone for the myriad of experts who have argued or have made the same case over the past 10 months and largely been ignored. There's an NBER working paper entitled The Long-Term Impact of the COVID-19 Unemployment Shock on Life Expectancy and Mortality Rates suggests that for the overall population, the increase in death rate following the COVID-19 pandemic implies a staggering 0.89 and 1.37 million excess deaths over the next 15 and 20 years, respectively. Now, other studies have shown that it could cause even more deaths than that in an even shorter time frame. But this study looked into how unemployment affects mortality and life expectancy, and it was centered around 67 years of data about unemployment, because as the argument continually needs to be made, unemployment causes poverty. Poverty causes death, especially in the third world, where even the UN has said, I think they said it was in the hundreds of millions of people who would eventually die as a result of extreme poverty caused by coronavirus lockdowns. This paper suggests that deaths caused by the economic and societal decline as a result of lockdowns may, quote, far exceed those immediately related to the acute COVID-19 critical illness. It says the recession caused by the pandemic can jeopardize population health for the next 2 decades. And we go on into this article, which is why I say it's the Rosetta Stone, to include basically every other example where peer-reviewed studies, top experts have said the same thing. We had Germany's Minister of Economic Cooperation and Development, Gerd Müller, last year, I believe it was in September, warning that COVID-19 lockdowns will result in, quote, one of the biggest hunger and poverty crises in history. He said, we expect an additional 400,000 deaths from malaria and HIV this year on the African continent alone. Because liberals and leftists care so much about black people in the third world, right? Well, 400,000 of them are going to die from malaria and HIV because of the same lockdown policies that you vehemently support while claiming the sanctimonious moral high ground and claiming you're a double-plus good person for wearing a mask in public. And I'm going to get onto the masks, by the way, in the next segment, because some more interesting news about that. But in addition to these peer-reviewed studies, we had another study which found lockdowns will conservatively destroy at least 7 times more years of human life than they serve. Professor Richard Sullivan, the top cancer expert in the UK, also said there will be more excess cancer deaths, that's cancer deaths alone, in the UK than total coronavirus deaths due to people's access to screenings and treatment being restricted. And of course, people avoiding hospitals because they're so paranoid about getting COVID. And to be fair, it's a reasonable concern given that the vast majority of cases, new infections of coronavirus emerge in hospitals and care homes. They don't happen in pubs and restaurants, but it's the pubs and restaurants that get locked down time and time again. Meanwhile, as we've seen from footage that we've played over and over again, which for filming, some people have been arrested, some of the hospitals, let's just say, aren't exactly overflowing. We also had Professor Carol Sikora, an NHS consultant oncologist. Again, these are not wacky, demented COVID deniers. These are people within your own system saying this, that there could be 50 excess deaths from cancer during lockdown in the UK. Even a Guardian analysis has found there have been thousands of excess deaths of people at home in the UK due to the lockdown. And I haven't got into the TB deaths. Of course, the UN came out and said 1.4 million extra TB deaths globally, again, as a result of lockdown. We haven't even got into the mental health impact that this will have. And of course, the rapid increase in suicides, especially of young people that we're already seeing uptick. Meanwhile, peer-reviewed study, another one, shows COVID lockdowns had no benefits compared to voluntary measures. This was by Stanford University, yet more wacky, demented COVID deniers, who found that mandatory lockdowns do not provide more benefits to stopping the spread of COVID-19 than voluntary measures such as social distancing, such as the ones that have been applied in Sweden, of course, which has a lower death rate than the UK. No masks, no masks on public transport, no nationwide lockdowns, yet lower death rate in Sweden and other countries which followed a similar path, such as South Korea. This study compared countries that had imposed mandatory lockdowns, stricter ones like England, France and Germany, with others such as Sweden and South Korea that hadn't. After analysing the data, researchers found, quote, no clear, significant, beneficial effect of more restrictive measures on case growth in any country. They said they do not question the role of all public health interventions, but insisted stay-at-home orders and business closures had no additional impact on lowering the spread of the virus. So according to this study, according to numerous other peer-reviewed studies released just in the past few days, lockdowns have no impact on lowering the spread of the virus, but then we know they do have an impact in causing massive untold death, depression, suicide and misery that we're already experiencing and will continue to experience over the next couple of decades. I'm going to get into masks on the other side. Don't go away. Summit.news. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, anyone who's dared to venture outside during these national lockdowns, because it's so dangerous and deadly out there, as we know, has come a cropper time and time again, has come into contact with the permanently petrified mask zealots. Now, outside of the debate as to whether masks work or not, given the infections that we've seen in the UK and other European countries after masks were made mandatory in the UK inside shops and other internal areas, of course, in other countries like Spain, you have to wear them everywhere. I've seen people hiking up mountains wearing masks, but I'm going to get into that in a minute. But you come into contact with these people. Generally speaking, they fit the classic Karen stereotype. Middle-aged white women. And I came across one the other day. I was leaving my apartment building. She was to put the trash out. She was coming out of the building. So she was wearing the mask inside the apartment building to come out of her own flat. She's probably wearing it in her own flat for all I know. She's probably got a hazmat suit at this point. And again, so I just put the trash out, walked back towards the entry to the apartment block. And she's like completely transfixed and doesn't know what to do. You know, it's like that They Live clip. We've got one that can see. And it's this look in their eyes, and I've seen it. This petrified, terrified, perplexed look, like they've seen a ghost or something if you get within 10 feet of them. And she, like, gives me a wide berth, which you could fly a 747 through. As I go back into the building, and I'm like, thinking, what the hell is she doing? She's just looking at me. Like she's seen a ghost, and I'm thinking, what are you doing? So I go back in, I hold the door open for her, because presumably she's trying to get back in the apartment. And she's like, no, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. And she, like, won't even touch the door as I'm holding it open for her while wearing this mask and this transfixed look of terror in her eyes. You know, I told the story last time, I was jogging very slowly towards a group of about three people, again, avoiding them. I wasn't running into them. And one of them literally leapt out of the way and shrieked in panic. That's not the first time that's happened. And I'm going to get into the exercise aspect of this mask wearing in a second, but I want to start off with this headline out of Summit.News. Professor of medicine brags about wearing two face masks to inauguration, despite having been vaccinated. You see, it's not good enough now to prove that you're a good, wholesome, morally righteous, upstanding person who cares about the community by wearing just one mask. Now you need to wear two, even if you've taken the vaccine. So wait a minute. We're told the masks are effective in stopping the spread of coronavirus, and we're told that vaccines are effective in stopping the spread of coronavirus. So if masks are effective, why are you wearing another one? Then you're telling the world that the first one doesn't work properly. And if you've had the vaccine, why are you wearing the mask anyway? This is a CNN guest, a regular CNN guest, and a medical doctor, from what I could tell by her bio, a professor of medicine, who bragged about wearing two face masks to attend Joe Biden's inauguration, despite having already received a COVID-19 vaccine. Now, as is always the case, they end up deleting the tweets, but I got a screenshot of it. This is Megan L. Ranney, who posted a photo of herself wearing two masks alongside the words, "Off I go to the inauguration," with an old N95 under my cloth mask, heebie-jeebies from being in an airport despite being fully vaccinated. So can you imagine the terror that this woman And again, classic middle-aged white woman, Karen, the terror that she has in moving in an environment where there are other people, my God, the horror. However, respondents to the tweet slammed Rani for her hysterical overreaction and apparent desperation for social media clout, which we also see from a lot of nurses recently, while others questioned why she would need to wear two masks while vaccinated if masks and vaccines were effective. Presumably, if wearing one mask makes you a good person, wearing two masks makes you a double plus good person. Others pointed out that aside from the debate about whether or not masks are actually effective in stopping the spread of COVID, this is the latest example of a leftist betraying the fact that the face mask has become the latest insipid token of sanctimonious virtue signaling and obedience. And of course, she later deleted the tweet. There we have the previous example of a brave, courageous, morally upstanding citizen doing his part for the community by wearing two face masks and tweeting it for social media clout and dopamine, which is obviously more important. Of course, we had the BBC last week telling people to wear face masks during sex. Yes, that was actually on the BBC News website. Of course, they don't seem too bothered about the fact that these masks, by the way, people just drop them on the street willy-nilly. I see about 20 masks on the street if I go within 100 meters of my building. And they don't seem to be too concerned either about the fact that masks will contribute an estimated 7,000 tons of plastic to the oceans and take 450 years to break down. So people are just throwing them on the streets. They're ending up in rivers. They're ending up in the sea, adding to that giant island of plastic that's floating around. Nobody really cares about that. What they care about is clout and dopamine on Twitter.com. Then we have the exercise question. I'm seeing more and more people every single day in the park doing vigorous exercise, running while wearing face masks. Okay? Even the World Health Organization has told people again and again that this is dangerous and not to do it. But again, it's not about danger. It's not about health. It's about being a good person and then getting the dopamine and social media clout. This is from theconversation.com. When we do heavy exercise, our muscles produce lactic acid, which causes a burning sensation. It's converted to carbon dioxide and exhaled. But what happens if the carbon dioxide is trapped by the mask? Well, of course, you breathe it back in. There's also less oxygen in the air. This, of course, is why you don't wear a face mask while you're doing vigorous exercise. It can cause severe respiratory difficulties, breathing problems, and we've had cases where people, children, have literally died because their parents have forced them to wear face masks during intense physical exercise. There's a need for understanding this is growing, given the story reported on Australian news of two teenage boys in China dying within a week of each other during compulsory physical education examinations while wearing face masks. So you literally have people to prove that they're good people, and you can see in the look in their eyes when you walk anywhere near them. They want to express their dominance, their morally righteous dominance over you because they're wearing a mask and you're not. I've seen not just people wearing masks outside in the UK, which isn't a law and has never been a law, has never been part of the COVID rules, but again, they're doing it to prove they're good people. Now more and more are wearing them while they're literally sprinting, risking literal breathing difficulties, risking collapse, risking actual death. And even though the World Health Organization has come out and said, don't do that, I'm seeing it in increasing numbers. I'm seeing people freaking out, jumping out the way, not knowing how to behave because of this mass mental hysteria that's being pushed by the mainstream media and only continues to intensify. We're going to get into Germany putting COVID dissidents in camps after break. We'll be right back. Summit.news. Now go.
Q is a Bolshevik operation. Q is a relaunch of Operation Trust that the Soviets used in the 1920s to identify who their opposition was. That's what George Orwell wrote in 1984 that was about a futuristic Stalinistic world government system. He talked about Emmanuel Goldstein, who was the supposed leader of the resistance, but really worked for the controllers to be able to identify anyone that was a dissident. That's what's happening. So the storm of Q is real. It's a globalist martial law takeover of America. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but you have been had. I was suspicious of it, knew what it was early on, but did not realize it was the main thrust. The main thrust of the globalist takeover is Operation Trust 2.0. We're covering it all live on the air at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. We'll have reporters on the ground covering the inauguration of the communist Chinese spy Biden. The globalists are planting false flags. We pray we can stop them.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, we know that since 2015, there were a ton of refugee camps opened in Germany because Angela Merkel, in her infinite wisdom, decided to allow around 2 million people from Middle Eastern countries and North African countries into Germany on the back of the migrant crisis, which was created by the Obama administration invading Libya. We're going to get another taste of that outrageously successful foreign policy here over the next 4 years again. Can't wait for that. So, of course, they opened up these refugee camps. We had massive terror attacks. We had massive increases in violent crime, according to the German government's own numbers. Massive increases in sexual assault and rapes. Of course, the Cologne New Year's Eve incident, where 1,000 women were molested or raped, predominantly by North African refugees brought into the country by Angela Merkel herself. Now, though, some of those refugee camps are being emptied out. Some of those refugees, migrants, are going back to their home countries. So they have little more room available. And what they've decided to do with this extra room is to put COVID-19 dissidents in those camps. Camps for dissidents in Germany. What could possibly go wrong? Germany set to detain COVID rule breakers in refugee camps. We first highlighted this story on Friday, citing reports that people who repeatedly flout the rules will be held in a detention camp in Dresden. Now authorities in numerous different areas have outlined where they will incarcerate those who break lockdown laws or refuse to self-isolate after catching COVID. And they basically said that in Saxony and in another area of the country, Brandenburg, they're going to use sections of refugee camps that are now unused or areas tagged onto those refugee camps to house people who don't pay fines when they get caught breaking lockdown laws. And this, of course, is probably going to enlist the support of the public, given the polls that we've seen over recent weeks and months. So COVID dissidents who violate social distancing, lockdown laws, mask laws are now literally being put in camps in Germany. Move along, nothing to see here. Meanwhile, people in Britain who have proven the most vehemently, zealotly enthusiastic about supporting lockdown measures, no matter how draconian they become, now support the government having the power to literally spy on people's physical movements in live time via their cell phones to enforce lockdown. Poll, plurality of Brits support government spying on people via cell phone tracking to enforce lockdown. People in Britain support giving the government powers to spy on people's movements via cell phone tracking to enforce lockdown. That's 45% in support of the measure compared to 42% who oppose it. They asked numerous different people in different countries if they supported, quote, the government using the mobile phone data of individuals to ensure they are complying with the restrictions of movement outside of the home during the lockdown. Now, in many of these countries, America included, from what I saw in the survey, the majority opposed this measure, which, of course, is completely draconian, a surveillance nightmare that would make what Edward Snowden exposed look like a walk in the park. But in good old Blighty, the majority of people, if you take out the ones who said don't know, support the measure. And as I write in the article, to put that into perspective, more people than not literally support handing the state the power to track people's physical movements in real time by giving them access to GPS triangulation data. In Australia, even more people supported it at a rate of 62% to 29%. When asked whether the government should literally ban handshakes, maybe even put people in camps if they shake the hand of somebody, 76% of respondents in the UK support the idea, with just 13% in opposition. So over three quarters of the British population want the government to literally have the power to fine people, and then if they don't fine them, put them in prison for shaking someone's hand. Totally normal. YouGov poll results have routinely found that large majority of the UK population support increasingly draconian lockdown measures. Despite all the peer-reviewed studies that I just went through at the top of the show, proving that they don't work. But you won't find those stories, those peer-reviewed studies, you won't find any coverage of them on BBC News or Sky News, which is why people continue to be hysterically brainwashed. Meanwhile, UK authorities could force people to take selfie every day to prove they're self-isolating. And of course, this is off the back of this narrative which they're now introducing, where they're going to say, we've had the third lockdown, we need to extend it for a significantly longer amount of time, either because we haven't got enough vaccines out to people, because too many people have refused to take the vaccine, or because people are ignoring the lockdown laws. So they're going to get more viciously draconian in enforcing them. And we've seen that already, people literally being arrested for drinking a cup of coffee on a bench, a couple of women who went for a walk in a remote rural location, being intercepted, interrogated, fined by police. More examples of that coming out on a daily basis. Well, now UK authorities are considering a new measure that would force people to send selfies every day to prove they're self-isolating, photos which would then be cross-referenced using GPS data and facial recognition software. Now, they're talking about mimicking the New Zealand model, where all new arrivals to the country are forced to check into a quarantine hotel at the airport for a period of 2 weeks. Now, they should have shut down if they were really treating this as seriously as they told us, as seriously as they claimed it was at the start. They should have shut down the borders right at the start, as many other countries did, and went on to have lower infection rates, lower death rates. But no, the borders have been wide open for the entire 10 months for people coming in. People coming from Brazil, South Africa, they were only stopped a couple of weeks ago despite these mutant strains arriving from those countries. Meanwhile, it's literally illegal for me to drive 30 minutes from where I live to visit somebody on the south coast of the country. But everyone and their dogs and their relatives and anything whatsoever can come into the country, but we've got internal borders and we can't get out. So they're mirroring what New Zealand's done. And now they're literally suggesting this policy where, quote, each person is contacted once a day and told to send a photograph of themselves at the location where they are confined. These are cross-referenced using GPS data and facial recognition software. Those who fail to comply within 20 minutes receive a visit from the police. We've already seen those home visits being carried out, for example, in Scotland, where a family was visited and arrested because their neighbor snitched on them for violating lockdown rules. So now they're literally talking about forcing people to send pictures of themselves to the government to prove they're staying at home, staying safe. Again, nothing chillingly Orwellian, draconian about that whatsoever. But again, if you've seen the polls, the vast majority of people apparently support it. I don't see that in the street. I don't hear it when I talk to people. When we were allowed to talk to people about a month ago, I only saw the opposite. I only experienced the opposite, where literally everyone was bitching and moaning about this lockdown. But apparently, according to these polls, I don't know who they're sampling. Like, BBC addicted television viewers in their 80s maybe is their main sample for these polls. But we continue to see massive, overwhelming support for the most draconian measures. Speaking of which, in Bali, Indonesia, police force tourists caught not wearing masks to do push-ups. Police in Bali are forcing tourists caught not wearing face masks to do push-ups and sweep the streets as punishment. Maybe that's going to be brought in over here. Don't want to give them any ideas, do we? So basically, if you don't pay the fine, the police, which I imagine in Indonesia aren't too patient, force people to get down on their knees and do 25 push-ups, or if they can't do that, sweep the streets. Now, thankfully, this appears to be being treated with what it deserves, which is basically complete dismissal by tourists, by foreigners in Bali. And if you look at the pictures, they're literally laughing. But in doing so, they're still performing the push-ups. And there's basically a big scandal about this. They're blaming Russians for not following the face mask rules and forcing all tourists who dissent against that to do physical exercise while the security officers watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to Summit.News
with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
Well, Michael Tracy tweets this. Media members who once denounced the deployment of military force to American streets as the rawest incarnation of violent fascism now join together to cheer the military occupation of Washington, D.C. That's precisely what's been happening over the past few days. But Trump has come out with a statement here in the past hour or so on the eve of Joe Biden's inauguration tomorrow. It's a tweet from Catherine Boulders. It says, an excerpt from President Trump's farewell video address, which is scheduled to be released soon. Don't know where it's going to be released because he's literally banned from basically every social media platform. It says, quote, now as I prepare to hand power over to a new administration at noon on Wednesday, I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. Signaling, of course, that Trump is not going to go quietly into the night, much to the chagrin of leftists, or perhaps some of them will actually enjoy the fact that he's going to hang around so they can continue their hysterical mob campaign against him, basically the only thing that fuels their hatred at this point. But to others, this is of even bigger concern, and they're now literally claiming that Trump is going to lead an army of domestic terrorists to put America into a state of civil war. These are blue check marks on Twitter. These are supposedly credible people. We have this headline out of Summit News, and we got the video, which we're going to play here in a second. Author says Trump will lead army of terrorists, encourages Biden voters to spy on them. A viral video posted to Twitter by a best-selling author, says Trump plans to lead an army of domestic terrorists and encourages Joe Biden voters to spy on their activity and report them to authorities. Now, this is no small rinky-dink video. Last time I checked, I write in the article, in fact, it has received over 37,000 likes. It's now got over 41,000 likes. It's received well over 3 million views, calling all Trump supporters terrorists, saying that we should basically set up a new East German-style Stasi to spy on them, report them to the authorities, because what could be more American than that? Here's the clip. Let's roll it.
On or before January 20th, Donald Trump will no longer be the commander-in-chief. He will lose control of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Special Forces, and America's nuclear arsenal. On January 20th, Donald Trump will become the commander-in-chief of a different army. This army. The greatest threat facing America today comes from within. Radical extreme conservatives, also known as domestic terrorists. They are hidden among us, disguised behind regular jobs. They are your children's teachers. They work at supermarkets, malls, doctor's offices, and many are police officers and soldiers. For more than a decade, Donald Trump has spoken directly to white supremacists in their language.
Build that wall! Build that wall! Build that wall!
Pocahontas? Is it offensive? Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
In the middle of a presidential debate, Donald Trump was asked to disavow white supremacy. He refused. Instead, he told the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. They heard their leader. They even responded to him on Twitter, promising to stand by. And on January 6, 2021, Trump greenlit them. They suited up. They flew in. They took hotel rooms. They loaded their weapons, prepared their bombs. And they attacked with the intention of killing Nancy Pelosi and hanging Vice President Mike Pence.
They were vocally saying, "Where's the speaker? We know she has staff. They're here someplace. We're going to find them."
In the years ahead, Trump will lead his army of domestic terrorists. He will encourage and incite violence. He will play the role of arsonist and fireman. He will start a civil war and then say things were more peaceful when he was president. We have to fight back. In this new war, the battlefield has changes. Computers can be more valuable than guns. And this is what we need now more than ever, an army of citizen detectives. I'm proposing we form a citizen army. Our weapons will be computers and cell phones. We, who are monitoring extremists on the internet and reporting their findings to authorities. Remember, before the Navy SEALs killed Osama bin Laden, he had to be found. He was found by a CIA analyst working on a computer thousands of miles away. It's up to you.
Now, of course, we've condemned the violence at the Capitol building. The kind of people behind this video have not only failed to condemn, but also they have incited, supported, advocated the actual domestic violent extremists that for the past 7 months throughout American cities have caused $2 billion worth of property damage and whose riots led directly to the deaths of at least 25 people, whose hateful rhetoric led directly to the execution on the streets of Portland of that Trump supporter and several others. Notice he's literally comparing 70 million Trump supporters, the vast, vast majority of whom had nothing whatsoever to do with what happened at the Capitol building, to literal terrorist masterminds like Osama bin Laden. This is, again, going back to this demented comparison that they've wheeled out, that this unfortunate, tragic violence at the Capitol building, which we condemn, that led to the death of 5 people, is in anyhow comparable to Pearl Harbor. Remember, Chuck Schumer came out and compared it to Pearl Harbor. Or in this case, Osama bin Laden and 9/11. Now that is completely demented. This video is probably going to go nowhere more than a LARPing exercise. I mean, if they're really going to officially set up an organization which is primarily, almost exclusively purposed around setting up a literal East German-style Stasi to report on Trump supporters, well, they're going to be very busy given that there are literally, 70 million of them. But now Trump has come out and said that his movement will continue. So the hysteria, the condemnation, the moral panic will continue with it. Now, of course, the argument that's been made in the aftermath of the Capitol building siege is that This means it's more important than ever to have mass censorship, because of course that's what the good guys do, isn't it? Is silencing people's right to free speech on a massive scale. That's what the good guys do. Well, actually, that makes it harder to fight terrorism. And those are not my words. Those are the words of a former FBI profiler who says banning people on social media makes it harder to fight terrorism. And this was included as part of an NBC News article. A former FBI profiler told NBC News that banning people on social media makes it harder to fight terrorism because it stops authorities from being able to keep track of their activity. And he cites the case, or the article cites the case, of this 70-year-old individual called Lonnie Kaufman, who was involved in the Capitol building incident. I don't think he actually went into the building, but he brought weapons, improvised grenades and an assault rifle, I believe, to the protest itself. The problem is authorities had no indication of his involvement or what was coming or what he planned. Thankfully, he was detained before he was able to do anything. But they had no indication, no warning, because the guy was not on any social media. He had no extremist ties. Nobody knew who he was, even in his hometown. He had no criminal record. But this is what Van Zandt, this FBI profiler, said to NBC News. He said, we know there are going to be guys out there that are not happy over the next 4 years with the Biden administration. The authorities really have got their work cut out for them to identify Ted Kaczynski-type individuals who are sitting out there planning to make a difference in the world. And as the article notes, the purging of people with radical views from popular social platforms, which has escalated in recent weeks, deprives investigators of a crucial tool in tracking people who might move along the continuum of ideation to action. And of course, let's not forget that the vast majority of planning by these extremists didn't happen on Parler, didn't happen on Gab, didn't happen on Telegram. It happened on Facebook and Twitter. Yet last time I checked, they're still on the App Store and no one is calling for them to be deleted. Of course, numerous mass shootings, murders, also live streamed on Facebook and Twitter in the past. They're not responsible for that, but apparently Parler and Gab and whoever else builds an independent platform that isn't controlled by the global oligarchy, they're responsible for what their users say. Interesting that, isn't it, how they've rigged that system. Laura Loomer has been banned from owning a firearm. She claims on her website today, I've been banned from owning a firearm, a warning of what's to come for all conservative Americans. This was apparently in response to her confronting somebody in a media stunt, which actually, I think, predated or may have happened around the same time that she was banned by PayPal, GoFundMe, Twitter, all these other networks and platforms and services. So now, because of her journalism and because of her political activism, she's been put on a federal national instant criminal background check system list and prohibited, as she says, from ever owning or touching a firearm. So again, it's the social credit score system. It's not just the social media networks. It's your bank account. It's your insurance policy. It's your right to exercise your Second Amendment. Eventually, your right to any kind of interstate commerce whatsoever. They want you out on the street. They want you out on a park bench. And maybe even that's not going to be enough. They're going for the whole thing. That's going to wrap it up for Summit.News. Coming up next, War Room with Owen Schroyer. Keep it right here. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.